heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBR 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. In the second half of the program, Todd Van Dyke will talk with Tom Baker from the Keweenaw National Historical Park about their plans for the summer. But for this segment, I have two very special guests today, two members from the Houghton County Board of Commissioners, Board Chairman Scott Alla and Commissioner Tony Pintar. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Today, we will be discussing the situation with the Houghton County MERS retirement account. So let's get straight to the issue. Chairman Alla, what is the issue with the retirement account?
Well, the retirement right now, there's multiple things that have to be looked at. And if you want to start with just the pure assumptions that MERS uses, is that we're going to receive an 8% return on our money. When you tear that apart, what you'll find out is over the past 5 years, the actual return has been 2.3%. If you want to take the 10-year, which is what they use as a smoothing, what you're going to find is the 10-year return has been 5.1%. And their assumption is still always 8. When we received our plan this year for 2011-12, they had even stated in there that their assumption was still 8%, but that because we have not been able to achieve 8%, your future returns are going to have to be higher than 8 to be able to sustain this plan. Well, they're saying they even have to be higher. They keep their assumptions at 8. There's no possible way this can work. We've been on their supposed 27-year plan for 4 years now. From 2008 to 2012, on their plan, the account has gone $2.4 million more unfunded over just 2008 to 2012. And there is no way that this can be sustained. There's no way that we're going to see this return. They've tried to tell us that they have returns of 29%, respectively 6.9% on these real estate investments. But the problem is that when you look at these, there's actually no public venue to check their value. There's none. It's almost, this is what I say it's worth, this is what I say it makes. It's not making it. And we're not funding it enough.
Commissioner Pintar,
okay.
I guess to maybe
get a little more into depth in what's been going on with MERS is, first of all, the portfolio, I guess you'd call it, Houghton County portfolio at MERS, in 2008 dropped by like 25%. That was one of the problems that occurred. Just the holding, the assets decreased in value. And then the other thing that happened at that same time, if you take a look at the earnings on the portfolio versus what's being paid out to the current retirees, up until 2000, for the 5 years before 2008, the investment income was exceeding what was being paid in pensions to the current retirees. In 2008, that dropped, and so suddenly what was being earned was less than what was being paid to the pensioners. So a lot of the money that Houghton County was paying into MERS was actually covering a portion of what was being paid out to the current retirees. And at least up until 2012, approximately $600,000 deficit between the investments being made on that portfolio and what was being paid to the pensioners. Now, I understand that in 2013, we haven't gotten the figures for those yet, but I understand that MERS claims have made 13% on their investments, so we may see that aspect of things turn around, and also at the same time perhaps see an increase with regards to the portfolio that Houghton County holds at MERS.
Commissioner Alla, about that return, it's looking at 13%, and I've heard estimates of maybe even 15%. Is that maybe enough to show you that maybe there could be hope for the MERS plan?
Well, I guess I'm a guy who actually always sees the cup as being half full. I don't see it as half empty. But I'm also a numbers person. When I look at these numbers, and I listened, I hung on every word from the representative of MERS. What she said was, when someone said the smoothing, they're taking a 10-year average to calculate our monthly payment, and someone asked them point blank, when the 2008 major losses occurred, when that falls off of those 10 years, are we out of trouble? Her response was no, we're not. And the unfunded liability is a liability that's not going away. Houghton County spends, the Houghton County taxpayers shell out $46,000 a month just on the unfunded liability. And when I look at those dollars, when we received this last year, we had to increase that by $5,000 a month in additional payments. That $5,000 a month was supposed to help fix the $800,000, or I should say $700,000 in unfunded liability occurred in 1 year, and they said, well, pay $5,000 a month towards that. You look at that, it's impossible. With an $8.8 million deficit, if you added $100,000 a year to that, it'd take 88 years to fix it. And that's at, if it was just coming right off the $8.8 million, and that's figuring out 1 year of losses.
Commissioner Pintar, do you think the plan is it working, given that the percentage funded has been going down steadily for the past 5 years?
Yes, I think it's working. And I'll get into that very shortly. But I guess the one comment I would like to make is a lot of this, in the end, is a problem that all pension funds are facing right now. And that has to do with what's going on in the national economy, particularly in the financial markets, you know, with stocks, bonds, real estate, housing, et cetera. And as the national economy recovers, I think we're going to see a lot of this changing and going from there. So I'm optimistic from that particular standpoint that I think as the national economy improves, that things will improve with regards to our particular pension plan.
But do you think that there is a lot of risk involved having to depend on the national economy?
Well, I don't think you have any choice. I think all pension plans are facing that particular problem right now.
I was able to speak with the other commissioners, and Commissioner Coscolo was saying that the plan is as good as is. And Commissioner Tikkanen, to your point, said that the entire program is based on the performance of the stock market, which goes through its peaks and valleys, understandably so. And Commissioner Pallisari, to your point as well, said, I have no choice but to trust the MERS. What is your reaction, Commissioner Ella, to these comments?
Well, I guess what it is let's talk facts. Be straightforward. All I can do is trust MERS. I'm not buying into that at all. They're a self-serving group. If we all got funded, got off, got into 401ks, turned Houghton County's taxpayers' risk to zero, there was none. That's what we should be doing, at least looking at that. If you think MERS is working, tell me why in 1998 we were underfunded by $2.8 million in 98. We followed the MERS plan. 2012, we're $8.8 million underfunded. So we went $6 million underfunded from 1998 to 2012, and the response is we have no choice. It's taxpayer dollars here.
Commissioner Pintar?
I think we're starting to get into the solutions to the problem. But I guess one thing I'd like to comment on that Eric Forsberg made available to us, and that has to do with looking at the market value of the Houghton County portfolio. And rather than using the smoothing process that MERS is using, if you take a look at what's been going on with regards to the market value unsmoothed, that actually we've been making progress. Oh, at the same time, you know, this shows that back in 2008, we were only like around 49% funded if you used the actual market value and don't do the smoothing. But that now has been increasing, and in 2012 was up to 55%. And it's increasing, and in fact, he expects it to increase very sharply in the next report that we get from MERS.
And I as well spoke to Controller Forsberg, and he did note that 2012, it was at 55% funded, and it will take a jump, by his estimates, to 59%. So as he's seeing a slow increase without the smoothing process, do you think, Commissioner Allah, that's a sign of hope?
Well, what it is do we want to take the taxpayer dollars and base them on hope? Just last weekend, Scott Dianda was in here, And he was saying, you know, these things have to be funded. I mean, he said it. I'm reiterating exactly what he said. Because when you sit there, you can take numbers and look at them any way you want. You know, you can look at our value of our portfolio. If it goes up a million, if you look at the hard numbers, the unfunded liability is going up by 2 million. And these things are going to hit a crossroads. And at the end of the day, if these numbers don't work out, MERS says right in their thing, right here, that meeting the actuarial assumption in the next few years will require an average annual market return to exceed 8%. Their investments are conservative. They're, I will tell you, they are not going to hit 8%. We'd like to look at the bright side, but my thought process is that I don't see this working. They want to use this 55% in here because that's what it would be without the smoothing. But in my opinion, if you are using the smoothing, it's because you probably have something you can't afford. If you're only 55% funded, you have something you can't afford. If you had a 401k, you'd be 100% funded.
But hasn't it's been increasing, though? Shouldn't you put more stock into numbers that are actual market value? Should there be, in your opinion, should there be more stock put into those kind of numbers that are showing an increase?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Show me anybody in Houghton County that has an account this bad. Michigan Tech got out of it, and their multiplier was only 1.75 because they can't afford it. Our multiplier is 2.5. You come and work at Houghton County for 20 years, you get 50% of your income for the rest of your life for working 20 years. And I look at that and I say, can we even afford that?
Commissioner Pintar, if you comment.
Oh, I think, again, we're tending to get into to solutions. But I guess, you know, one aspect of this, you know, I've taken a look at, you know, the current retirees from Houghton County. And from what I could determine, the average for those retired from the deputies union is about $23,000 a year. And it goes down from there depending on what particular division you're in, you know, whether you're a courthouse employee or unionized employee, and it goes, you know, some of them are down like to around $15,000 a year. So at least the current retirees are not really making that much in terms of their annual pension.
But isn't there, would you say that there is an issue with the 2.5 multiplier?
Well, there could be, but at the same time, I guess I'm against the principle of changing the rules in the middle of the game. In other words, you know, we've made a commitment to them that you, when you retire, you're going to get this particular factor times your years of service, that percentage, times the average of your last 5 years. And so I guess, we're getting at the solutions, but I don't think that we should suddenly change the rules in the middle of the game.
Your comment on that?
Well, what I would say is you're not. You know, we had an employee that stood up and said, I gave up raises, I gave up this, and I'm not arguing that. While you gave up those things, you received your 2.5% multiplier. You are receiving right now a multiplier that, according to MERS, nobody in the state of Michigan has a higher multiplier than Houghton County. That came right from MERS. And they did receive that for all those years. Those raises they gave up, they received the 2.5 multiplier for all those years. And, you know, saying you're changing in midstream, I know that particular employee. When they started at the courthouse, they had an annual deductible of $100. What is it today? Would we keep it at that because we don't want to change in midstream?
But, you know, but we are not including new hires, obviously, because of the change of the multiplier to 2 for the new hires.
For the new hire, other than the deputies union, you know, that I think that's still at 2.5.
You're listening to Copper Country Today here with my guests, Commissioner Tony Pintar and Commissioner Scott Alla. Commissioner Pintar, I wanted to ask you about the MERS program. If they keep reporting declines in the funding percentage, and they kept doing it for the last 5 years, and these are their reports, why hasn't this become a bigger issue?
I guess because of the fact that in 2009, Houghton County essentially signed a contract with MERS, a 30-year amortization period, where by the end of those 30 years, the Houghton County's portfolio will be fully funded. And so, and we're in introduction to the sixth year now of that particular plan in achieving the full funding. Now, as I mentioned before, part of the problem that we've run into is the fact that the earnings on the portfolio have not been exceeding what's being paid out in pension, and as a result, the bulk of what we're contributing is right now is simply paying off and counterbalancing what the pensioners are receiving. But at the same time, I anticipate for the future, because in the long run, I'm an optimist, and I have optimism with regards to the national economy. And I think the national economy is slowly turning around, and we'll see that investment income increasing, so that's exceeding what's being paid to the pensioners. And then that way we'll be building up the actual portfolio.
But for you personally, how long does the county keep getting underfunded to the point where you get involved? Because when I spoke with Commissioner Pollisari, he gave, I mean, not an official deadline, but he said within a year or two, if this issue continues, then he's going to have to speak up. You personally, when would it become a real big issue for you?
I guess it's hard to put a time limit on that. I guess I'd have to see what the trends are. For example, we should be getting a MERS report shortly. What happened in 2013, or actually, leading up to 2014, and have we made progress towards that unfunded liability? So I guess I haven't really set a time period, but if it starts dropping, for example, then you get very concerned, and what do we do in order to eliminate that particular problem?
And what is your reaction to the court employees now? Do you believe that there should be a give and take with if a situation were to arise? Should the county employees have to get
okay? Well, if we take the non-unionized employees, I guess we could almost dictate what's going to happen. But at the same time, I think you got to be careful about changing these things in midstream and suddenly saying, well, we're not going to use that particular factor, and in terms of trying to move them into a defined contribution plan, I think that's be impossible with regards to the current employees.
And I do want to mention that the payment that the county made towards the MERS program in terms of the unfunded liabilities did go up 20% this year.
Right.
So there was an increase, but like you were saying, Commissioner Alla, there has to be more of a give and take. But is raising taxes, is that inevitable?
As long as I'm a county commissioner, we will not look into that venue of increasing taxes. There's no way. I've never had anybody come up to me in Houghton County and say, man, am I glad these taxes are so cheap. We have a lot of services we receive here. I will say that. We have a lot of roads to plow. And it's expensive. But as far as increasing taxes go, more and more people are retiring in our community. And they're becoming on fixed incomes. And I think that is part of the absolute need to address this, so we don't have to raise taxes.
Commissioner Pintar?
I agree as far as raising taxes, no. And I agree at the same time that, we've got to address the question, make sure that we are funding this unfunded liability. I fall back, and I'm confident that the 30-year plan that we're on with MERS will work.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my two guests, Commissioner Scott Alla and Commissioner Tony Pintar. Let's go into solutions. Commissioner Pintar, what way can we make this situation better?
Well, yes, and initially stick with the current plan that we have. We're now, we've completed 5 years of that plan. But at the same time, be monitoring this to the extent that we can, perhaps try to negotiate. For example, most of the employees now are paying a portion of their pension. I think there's one group that I think is up to like 5%, and perhaps trying to get so that all of the employees are making a partial contribution to their pension plan. which would then at least reduce the cost on Houghton County, or allow the money that Houghton County is currently paying into MERS will actually be going into building up the portfolio rather than being used to, say, cover it, the pensions and that type of thing.
Commissioner Alla, solutions?
Money. It comes down to money. If you don't have any money in the stock market, you're not going to make any money in the stock market. I mean, that's all there is to it. And what it is we're in a position we're in a tight position right now. There's no question about it. As far as coming up with those dollars. So has any commissioner looked at doing any cutting? Not that I'm aware of. But absolutely, in this year, I'm going to be involved in the bargaining this year with our employees, and these are things that have to be discussed. When you look at the funding, as we just discussed, Houghton County taxpayers from 1998 to 2012 added $300,000 a year to this pension fund. Okay, that's how much more tax dollars is going into the pension fund annually, $300,000 over that time period. Over that same time period, what the employees put in is $12,000 a year or $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That's their additional contribution since 1998 to 2012. That should have been looked at for many years. And all during that time, we gave raises and everything else. And when you have 90 employees and your increase is $1,000 a month, what are we looking at? You know, their contribution is almost nothing, but their benefit, I don't know anybody in this county that wouldn't love this program, you know? So it has to be looked at for many ways.
And one of our listeners did send us a question, and I'd like to preface this by saying that the question came from somebody from the Houghton County Courthouse.
Okay.
The question is, would you be willing as commissioners to give up your health benefits paid by the county and use that money to make the pension plan solvent? Commissioner Pindar?
Yes.
Commissioner Alla?
I right now in this upcoming budget year was looking at a model for these commissioners. And part of that model was going to look at salaried employees to make the cost for the commissioners a fixed rate. Right now, it's fairly variable. Every time the health insurance goes up, the cost for us commissioners, our budget goes up. And I was looking at a model for us that would make that a fixed rate, that would smooth that out. And I will also tell you, the county commissioners give up a lot. We go to a lot of meetings. It's very, very disruptive to our life. And we choose that. Mm-hmm. We want to be in that position. But as Mr. Pinter just stated, we're in midstream. Why would we change what we're getting? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, when you look at all the time we put into these meetings, and if Tony is anything like me, and I know he is, we get a ton of phone calls, people talk to us on the street. We don't get paid for that, but we're discussing business. And I get it all the time. But as far as saying we'll just give it up for nothing, I would say I'm looking at us, yes, giving, absolutely. But it's a model.
And I would like to comment a little further. I'd be willing to give that up. But at the same time, if you took a look, at the five commissioners, I don't think we're really talking about that much money that would be available to be put into the pension fund. Say for example, we take the health insurance or opting out of the health insurance, or the other benefits that we get. The amount of money we're talking about there is relatively small in comparison to the overall county budget.
Quick final comments, Commissioner Pintar.
Well, I guess I'll have to say I'm still optimistic with regards to the national economy, which in the end is going to pretty much dictate what happens with regards to the Houghton County portfolio in MERS.
Commissioner Alla?
Well, what I would pose to my fellow commissioners, I mean, I've heard their comments. I have Mr. Pinter sitting here. And what I would pose is this. Say we follow my model. We look at adding money. We go to our employees and tell them we're in trouble. And we follow my model, and I'm wrong. You know what happens? We're fully funded. say we follow your way and you're wrong. Then
yeah.
What?
That's excellent. Well, I'd like to thank Commissioner Alla, Commissioner Pintar. Thank you so much for coming by and talking with us about this.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program on the QNRReport.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Copper Country Today.